Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to go west, young man. We're going to go over to the West Coast, Grand Rapids, actually. Jeremiah Mostrom joins us. He's the Chief Revenue Officer at Axios HR. And Jeremiah, it just occurs to me, everyone should have a Chief Revenue Officer. How are you doing?
Sir. I love it.
Actually, if you pull revenue out of most companies, they really don't do well.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys are everywhere these days, so I know you've got a great handle on things, which is one of the reasons we keep coming back to you. Let's talk about a couple of the things that have been happening. Where are we at? The Great Resignation. Talk about the effects that had on the workforce.
That was a real challenging time, right? You know, companies were trying to adjust to everything that happened to COVID. And I think people, you know, thinking about the uncertainty of life and, you know, the time at home with their family. And I mean, there's a whole list of things like internally and externally, I think, that affected that. And people, you know, decided like, hey, what's important to me? I need, you know, is this job important to me? Is working, you know, in what I'm passionate about, is that important? And it really caused a stir. And I think some of it was positive, right? I think there was people that, you know, just, you know, decided that they wanted to be doing what they loved and what they were passionate about. But I think it created a lot of struggle for employers just keeping those roles filled.
You know, it's interesting. Another piece in there, too, is the weighing of the cost of healthcare versus going to work, too. That played, I think, pretty well.
A big role. Absolutely. All of that was definitely connected. And, you know, but I think what we kind of see is that settled down, right? And us being in the recruiting business, we had our hands full. We were busy helping companies find those replacements. But, you know, that kind of moved us into, you know, we got past the Great Resignation and then it became quiet quitting, which I think we talked a little bit about last time. It kind of shifted from there into the Great Exhaustion, which, you know, they're looking at, you know, post-pandemic, we're looking, you know, people are spending 40% more time connected to work because of the work, you know, being able to work virtually. And, you know, there's a lot of positives to that. But also, I think what we're seeing is a higher level of burnout. And to that point, they did a poll. It's 76% of, it was a Gallup poll, 76% of people feel that they are experiencing burnout sometimes. 28% feel that it's extreme and they have it very often, feel burnout. So I think underlying, starting with COVID, the Great Resignation, quiet quitting, you know, and this is on both sides. This is employers, this is people. So I think it's important for us to be considering those things.
Got to kind of orchestrate to some kind of solution here. Hey, you alluded to it, quiet quitting. Let's go over that real quick and where are we at?
So I think that is a phenomenon that hopefully is past. I think it's still, the dangerous part is it sneaks up and it becomes toxic before people realize it happens. So I think keeping an eye out and understanding like where employees, how they feel, making sure that they're engaged and that you're engaging them for feedback and understanding kind of the temperature and addressing issues early with your HR department. I think that's really important to kind of avoid that. But, you know, it's one of those things that sneaks up and has a real impact on businesses, unfortunately.
Well, listen, everybody likes to talk about the past, but in most cases, they're happy it's in the past. What are we looking for in the future? Where are we trending? What should we be prepared for, Jeremy?
So that's a really great question. And I'm going to show you this picture that my daughter made. What it says is, love what you do and do what you love. And so really underlying, the biggest thing that we have to be thinking about is how do we help our employees, or how do we as employees find meaning in our work and meaning in what we do? And when you think about all the things we just talked about, the way that we help with that is we find meaning. And so a few quick things that we need to be looking at is clear purpose and vision. So how does a company talk about their vision, their purpose? What metrics are they using to, you know, make sure that that is something that's always being talked about? The second thing, people don't leave jobs. They leave leadership and they leave managers. So we firmly believe, and we do it ourselves, and we help other companies look at leadership development. How can we develop leaders to be the best they can be? How can we develop leaders to, you know, be able to work with the hybrid work environments, that kind of thing? The third thing, which I think is also important, is understanding what is your community impact, right? So if I get up every day because I love the fact that we have a huge impact on this community, and I think just about everybody that we work with does as well. So how do we judge our community impact? How do we talk about the community impact that we have? I think people really find meaning in that. And then kind of shifting, I think another thing just to kind of watch as we look forward here is how does the gig economy play into how we can help people with flexibility. How can we, you know, it's a movement that's gaining steam. And so if anybody's interested in learning more about how to think about that or talk about that, that's something that we're addressing and we're seeing quite often. And there's a lot of benefit to it, but there is definitely time to take a look at it.
It's kind of like workplace making when you think about it, when you reduce, I guess, take the water out of it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. Listen, we got about 30 seconds. Do we have enough bodies in the future to fill the need we have in the workplace?
That's a really tough question. I think that we do, but I think that it's one of those things that in Michigan, there's a number of factors specifically that we need to make sure that we stay ahead of. And my suggestion would be to look at the job, look at the trend, and look at the analysis of that role and how it could be effective with recruiting, or maybe there is a shortage. So it varies on job and geography.
Well, listen, you'll keep us abreast because we're going to bother you again in the future. Jeremiah Mostrom, he is the Chief Revenue Officer at Axios HR in Grand Rapids. Good to spend time with you, Jeremiah.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to be back with a whole lot more. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.